And welcome to the first issue of Leaf podcast. This afternoon, I'm joined by Leaf Chief Executive Caroline Drummond, who is safely ensconced on the family farm in Cornwall and has been for the last few weeks. As the whole world faces a very topsy-turvy life change amidst this huge global crisis. Caroline, welcome.
Thank you. Hello, Justine.
Today, you launched your 8th Global Impacts Report, reporting on the achievements of your 936 growers in 27 countries. How are they coping and stepping up to the challenges that they are facing?
Well, thank you, Justine. And as you say, unprecedented times of a real challenge. This was never predicted, whether you look at the statistics that came out of the debates around Davos earlier in the year about, you know, what are the big challenges facing the world? It's all been about climate change and the impact of climate change, which, you know, has been right in the face of farmers as well. But this has meant that the whole world is facing a global crisis. And thank you and well done to all the National Health Service here in the UK, but also those health service providers across the world. But I think also where farmers and, you know, where we're seeing our Leaf members really stepping up to the mark, it's trying to work out what is it that farmers can do and deliver in this whole area as a response. And so I think what we were all surprised about, certainly here in the UK, was to see panic buying, and the retailers have been working every hour that can be achieved in making sure that the shelves are full and that people have food. But behind that, of course, is those people that actually provide the food, that grow the food and process the food. So without a doubt, our growers and farmers are working incredibly hard to build capability and capacity in that area so that the shelves are much fuller. And in addition to that, I think also trying to work out some of the challenges around the labour requirements. Framed around all of this, of course, is the fact that we are leaving Europe. And so we already had challenges about labour. So we're just at that point now in terms of really trying to understand, as we go into the summer and into the spring, some of the peak harvest times, how labour is going to be something that can be matched and met.
I'm interested in your views, Caroline, on the fact that 43% of the UK's fruit and vegetables are grown on Leafmark certified businesses. How are you gauging the response from them during this time?
I mean, we are so proud of our Leafmark growers in terms of the statistics that have come out of the Global Impacts Report. 43% of UK fruit and veg is now Leafmark certified. And that is obviously accompanied by commitment to biodiversity, to water quality, to soil health, and how those farmers are responding and will be responding and will be needed as leaders is something that's going to be very, very key. And I guess in the short term, the way that we are corresponding with our growers is via Twitter. And of course, we're also closely in touch with a lot of our Leaf demonstration farmers. And we're just working out now. I think it's been very interesting in terms of how organisations have really addressed the need for social media to be a key part of communications. And, you know, we're sort of facing or entering into week 3 as an organisation as to how we respond to managing the organisation, keeping in touch with our members. Week 1 was making sure that we sorted out all the communications, made sure that we had an operative approach within the Leaf office, made sure everyone was safe and working at home. We've had to cancel a lot of events, including, sadly, postponing Open Farm Sunday. But now it's working out how we can address matters short-term, medium-term, and actually what everything could look like in the longer term. and how we as an organisation are in the best place to help and reset and reframe the organisation to support the industry and get it back onto its feet in a very much a new world. One of the areas that we've been thinking about is food security, and that's not just about self-sufficiency, about the sort of foods we eat and grow in this country and those foods that we can actually manage effectively, but actually also about food safety, food fraud and avoiding that, and of course making sure that importantly, and this is where LEAF is so critical in this work, that our farmers have the capability to be as effective and efficient in their ability to produce quality food. And I think that's all part of this food security area. So there's some real changes taking place, and I think there's going to need to be a lot of thinking and not a lot of responding very quickly to matters, as has been already the case in crisis management currently.
Farming has always been extremely resilient to step up at these times of great unprecedented change. If I could just touch upon your own views on how you feel the farming industry may change beyond this crisis.
I think it's probably still a little bit early to prejudge that. Farming is a very robust sector. I would think that there is going to be a real call to arms in terms of farmers' capability to produce food for the domestic market. And that may look like increasing the amount of fruit and veg that's grown in this country. But that's, you know, there's quite a long lead into developing the markets, the right crops, particularly obviously things like fruit. You know, it's many years often before we can establish the trees and things like that. And the focus on local markets, what's available locally. You know, we've seen already a lot of people going into local farm shops and recognising the need for community and supporting local aspects. And so that's something I think we may see more of, but it's still so early. We haven't really even hit the peak of the challenges that we're going to face here in the UK. I think one of the things that does concern me is when you start looking at global markets, we are very tied into global food trade. And I don't know whether the protectionist bit and domestic stock is something that our country will really start to take seriously. Already there are countries across the world who will have a year's supply of crops like wheat and rice in their stocks and reserves. And that fragility of availability of food is something that without a doubt has to be seriously considered.
Do you feel there will be a change in the way consumers demand their food out of season?
I think, I mean, the biggest surprise is recognising the sheer scale on movement of people and food across the world. It is just incredible. And the connections, you know, the beginning of January, this was just an emerging issue. And now, when you look at the impact across the world, it is just huge. And I do not think we had fully recognised that whole area of how people are connected in so many ways. I have a lot of faith and optimism in society and people, and I think this really will reset people's lives, people's values, people's expectations. I would hope it does get people really understanding this is not something that we should take lightly. And, you know, when you look at the movement that was already occurring and people recognising that we did have a climate emergency and a climate crisis, we now have the health crisis, people will, you know, will sit up and think hard. I hope that this will really make us think differently, make us act differently, and make us respect the world that we live in and the people that we share it with, and also, you know, society and biodiversity that we share it with as well.
And finally, LEAF will be celebrating its landmark 30th anniversary in 2021. What are the three priorities that LEAF will be looking at moving forward in the light of this current crisis?
I think the number one priority is that as an organisation, we are there to support and build the resilience of our members in a sustainable way through the framework of integrated farm management. Our motto is a world that is farming, eating and living more sustainably. You know, those are the true values that we have as an organisation. So that's number one priority. I think we, as an organisation, have always been one step ahead of the situation. Nobody's ahead of the situation now, but I would like to think we're still light of foot, inventive, creative and supportive of trying to drive a changing farming sector to really create adaptable, supportive approaches. And then finally, of course, for us, it's also engaging a younger generation, building a trust and understanding about the general public. And, you know, that too will be a core part of our work. So building on our key pillars of our demonstration farmer network and the knowledge exchange work that we do and the knowledge transformation work, building on LeafMark and the global outreach that LeafMark has, and building on our public engagement and education focus.
Thank you, Caroline. It has been an absolute pleasure to talk with you this afternoon. Over the coming weeks, we will be speaking with a whole raft of individuals that are shaping LEAF as it moves forward. Its trustees, its members, its demonstration farmers, and I hope that you will continue to tune in. Thank you very much, Caroline.
Thank you, Justine.